You didn't get down to the seven. Get the seven count before the
one.
That's right. And now we're going to learn minor.
Yay!
Okay.
I need home.
Di da 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 di da da da. People used to learn Talmud. Sometimes the seven is sharp, sometimes it's flat. That was a sharp seven.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da Okay. 1 5.
1 5.
1 4.
1 4.
1 3.
1 3.
3 2 1.
3 2 1.
1 5 6. 5.
1 5 6.
1 5 6. 4 5.
1 5 6. 4 5.
1 5 6. 3 4 5.
1 5 6 3 4 5.
Getting the numbers right. 1 5 6 3 4 5.
1 5 6 3 4 5.
Okay, now Marom v'kadosh shemo. Shemo
Shemo Shemo
Shemo da 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 da
da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da.
Opening of minor is usually 1 5 5 5, just like Frege-ish, but the closing of minor is 4 1 as a general bookend, and then there's variations. Da 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 di da 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 di da da di da di da. Filler material goes anywhere. Di 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 da 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 di da da da. Ha da da di da.
Ha da da
di da. Di da da da
da.
With Erev Kedoshim. What is that? Da 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 da. Seven, six, five, four, seven, four. Da 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 da. These two things, these two parts, they call tetrachords, 1 to 4, and then 4 to 7. Okay, da 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 is 1. Then when you get up to da 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 is 4. Da 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 da, the same scale again. Listen to this. Da da dum dum da 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 dum dum dum. We're in minor.
Da 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 da
on the board. Da da dum dum da 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 da. The same scale, the same melody. Da 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 da. Right. Okay, let's look in our binders for a second. Fine, if you want to. Lisa Siegel just told me we should stand up more, and so we did. All right. Look on page 48. Is a summary chart of minor, which is called Magen Avot, because Magen Avot Yimaharam. What scale is that?
Minor.
That's what we sing on Friday night. That's what we've just been saying. And our house, the other way that we sing, Magen Avot Yimaharam, Nesayim Et Yimaharam, Hayel HaKadosh Yimaharam. No, that was wrong. Okay, we're in the wrong key. Here we go, ready? How do we sing the other Magen Avot? Which is the one? Where are we?
Minor.
One. Two. Da 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 da. What number is that?
Seven.
Seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Da 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 da. That's the older version. Again, that's Magen Avot. That's older than the Goldfarb one, which we just sang, Magen Avot, which was written in the early 20s. This one's even older than that. Magen Avot is actually considered the traditional, the older Nusach even. I don't know where it's from. He probably wrote it down.
Yeah.
A lot of people wrote things down and added a sharp somewhere. And then they call it their composition. Right? This is how...
I'll never steal Gowanus, don't
worry. Please do. What's that?
Very sharp to get a leading tremolo?
Yeah, they'll put a sharp somewhere and then they put their name on it.
Just to make it different.
Let me ask you, it wasn't an off-sharper, but yeah.
Yeah, not that he needed to steal anything. That's what you say. Okay. All right, here we go. Opening phrase. 1-5.
1-5.
Da da da
da.
Okay, opening phrase.
Opening phrase.
Da 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 da. That's the intermediate phrase. Da di da 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 da. Concluding phrase. The third intermediate phrase. Da di da da da. Da di da 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 da.
Da di da 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 da.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. You can see that one that, you know, that Camp Ramah version of Shochenad is, which has become kind of the standard thing that's taught in most places, that is the top line. Shochenad Marom Bekadosh Shemo. Or you could go Shochenad Marom Bekadosh Shemo. Right, so we're substituting in different intermediate phrases. Okay, there's all kinds of ways to sing Shochenad, but it almost always ends
4, 1, and almost always starts 1, 5, yeah.
Is it almost always 4, 1?
No, it can be whatever you want. Okay. I just, since not enough people have any sliding, I like to overdo it. right? It's just, I like the slides. I like slides, but if you do slides all the time, then it gets cumbersome too, so I'm probably overdoing
it. The opposite of every slide. Awesome.
Right, yeah, choir directors don't want that kind of stuff. All right, let's see, what else do we have here? One, three, fourth one down. Do, 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 do.
Ornamentation.
Da, dee, da, da, do, do. Da ha da. That time we didn't do 4-1, but it still ended, and I sang it out of tune. Hey da 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 da. Notice that what I did there was go to the major three. So always the three and the one. The three is major. Those are like the white keys of the piano, starting from C and then going down to starting from the white keys of the piano on the note A. Do 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 do. And in minor Nusach, these two things are always in dialogue with each other. There's almost always, if you have a little extra time, you're on the three, three, ah, 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 da, da, da. We go back to one. See what I'm saying? Da, 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 da. Da 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 da. Ha da dee da da. Notice that we're on four, but you can do all kinds of stuff around four, as long as you end on four. Dee dee da da dee da 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 dee da da. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes to get to the three, you go via the seven. Ho, ho. Like in every melody. Da da dum 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 dum. Da da dee da dee da da. Dee da da da. Ho. Great. Just for confirmation, look at page 28 now. Here's a. This book was written in 1958, so it's about 50 years earlier. Page 28, top. 1-5-5 da 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 da. That's a nice one. Da 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 da. Ti da da. See where we are, top line. I know not everybody reads music, but that's why we're singing it out loud. Da da da. Di da 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 da. And di da da da. Right, we want to sing with some style, right? And the style comes from listening to old parts sing as much as possible in any style you're trying to learn, right? But this one included. Di da da da. Di da da da. Ha da di da da. Da 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 da. 1-4-4-4. Da 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 da. Here's our pre-concluding phrase. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Great. Next page, 29 through page 29 through 31. Just make a spread. And here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or so versions of Shochein Ad and Bafi Yesharim. Okay? And we're going to just think through them a bit. When people make summary Nusach statements, like we just said, 1, 5, 5, 5, it's not because somebody sat down and made that rule. It's because we look at lots of old versions, and it turns out that they're almost always doing that. So then they analyze what was done and call that the rule, you know. So don't take the cart before the horse, as they say. You know, it's like they analyzed Bach and then wrote down rules of harmony. This is what was already happening, and then they make rules, and then that's the rules are there to confound music students who are trying to do parallel fifths because they grew up listening to flamenco or something. All right, here we go. Number A. Letter 1. Shochein Ad. Be up here for a second. Shochein Ad. Everybody's listening to me and not reading the notes. Shochein Ad. Marom Bekadosh. Shemo. Shochein Ad. Marom Bekadosh. Shemo. Where's the ending? What's the ending doing?
7-1.
7-1. But really, it's 4-1. You see what I'm saying? Because Shochein Ad Marom V'Kadosh Shemo, and the 7 is just going Shemo, just a scoop.
Which is the dosh is the last 4?
Yeah, that's right. Dosh is 4. Okay, so I'm just saying that even if you see other notes that are directly before the note, you can still look at the structure of it and say it's approximately going da da da. Shochein Ad Marom V'Kadosh Shemo. Okay, let's listen. Look at B. Shochein Ad Marom V'Kadosh Shemo. So this is another standard structure in that we'll see in a lot of these. You go 1, 5. We sang this before. 1, 5, 5, 5, 6, 3, 4, 5. That's what's happening here. Shochein Ad Marom V'Kadosh Shemo. Letter C. Same author, just written in a different key. He wrote 2 books. One for people with lower voices and one for people with higher. It's a little bit more complicated.
Who wants more German stuff too?
Awesome. Good. Tell me more. Shochein Ad. We're just going to stay in the same key though, just to keep it consistent, even though reading wise we're switching to different keys. Shochein Ad Marom V'Kadosh Shemo. Okay, that's Kachko, the way he did it. Okay, number D, letter D, is Israel Alter's book. Shochein Ad Marom V'Kadosh Shemo. Same thing. You know, maybe he went, Shochein Ad.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, and look at number, letter G. Here's Berlach Hagi. Shochein Ad Marom V'Kadosh Shemo. make of that one. Same thing, right? What's that? It's same thing, just with a little bit of with a little drape, little turns.
Without starting on one.
That's right. He starts on five. Yeah. Shochein, shochein ad. Instead of doing that, he's going shochein ad marom v'kadosh. Yeah, could be. Could be. Yeah, could be. Good. That's a whole bunch of shocking nuts. Now, let's go back to letter A.
And it all sounds like the bar for the Utah.
Same thing. That's right. Okay. Letter B, actually. Let's sing that all the way through. Shochein ad marom v'kadosh shemo v'chasu ganenu tzadikim badonoi. See how all those notes are fast. Number, letter B, second line. V'chasu ganenu tzadikim badonoi v'sharim namaz v'hima. Notice what he did there. He instead of getting you back on Shemo back to one, he just waits till the end of Tehillah. Right, so Shochein ad marom v'kadosh Shemo, we're left hanging, and then you go v'chasuv ranenu tzadikim badonai v'sharim navas Tehillah. There's our ending. Right, these endings can go in various places. There's lots of flexibility as long as you're using them here and there. Right? This is the beginning of Shacharit, by the way. And then Bifi Yisharim Tisalam Uvedivarei Tadikim Tisporam Uveshon Kathedim Tisromam. What number are we on? Remember, we said that the four is like da 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 da. Four is usually before the end. And then here's that phrase, v'kerev kedoshim. We hear that di da 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 da, di da 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 da, all the same thing. Tis kadosh. You hearing it? Right? And we're just going to do a bunch of these versions so that we hear these phrases happening.
So you do the same thing in four, and then you do it in one. Like you do the concluding phrase on the fourth note, and then
it's basic, more or less. Yeah. Okay, first one, letter A. Shochein ad marom v'kadosh shemo b'fi yesharim tisalal. Where did we get to there? One, two, three. Right, so that's our three. It's, let's see if he stays there. If you shorim tisalah, uvedivrei tzadikim tisporach. You don't really know if you're in where you are there. So roughly you're on the five. Here we go. Uvilshon chasidim tisromam. What number is that? And now, just to make sure we know we're on four, we're going to do our pre-concluding phrase. Uvekerev kedoshim. Except he makes it a little different, just because he thinks you're expecting it's going to go uvekerev kedoshim. If we were, because that's what we were just singing a lot, but now he's going to almost do that, except go down to one instead. Uvekerev kedoshim tiskadosh. What's that note?
Fragish.
It's not Fragish, it's flat two.
Flat two.
Because you're right that it's from Fragish. That's right. But it's actually just flat two. Okay, because Fragish would mean that you had also a sharp three. do 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 do, like key jazz. Okay. And do 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 do, but here we go. Ubekerev kedoshim tiskadosh. Kisro mam.
At
the end of mom. Mom, ubekeret yedoshi
tiskadosh.
What's that? Yeah, that's what's there. Tiskadosh. You see, the second to last note has a natural on it. That is a little chick right before it. That means, in this case, it means glad to go. Let's sing that again. Bithi Yisharim Tisalal, your turn.
Bithi Yisharim Tisalal.
And so you can either sing it Bithi Yisharim Tisalal, which would give you the sense of the accents of the words, right? Or if you're in, you know, want to just get through it, Bithi Yisharim Tisalal, and you'll get the accent on lal. Right, you don't always have to have everything accent, but here the way he wrote it is specifically telling you where the accents are, because he has longer notes on the accents. Bifi, look at the length of the notes. Bifi Yisharim Tisalal. Right, he's letting you know.
Yisharim Tisalal.
Yeah, Bifi Yisharim
Tisalal.
What's that?
A little
little. Little, yeah. Okay, v'ri v'rei tzadikim tisbora. V'ri v'rei, you can go.
V'ri v'rei tzadikim tisbora.
Those people who don't read music, just either record it or you have to memorize this as we go. That's your problem. Or we have to do it a lot more times, which is totally fine. It's just that's actually, in the end, everybody's going to have to memorize it anyway. But, you know, because that's how it goes. You don't get to read the music while you're davening. Well, some places you do, which is fine. Okay. Abithi Yisharim Tisalar. Divrei Tzadikim Tisborah. Uvilshon Chassidim Tisroma. I happen to know this is my teacher Noach Shaul writing all this stuff, and he, whenever the word Chassidim comes up, he likes to give a little dre somewhere. He'll be like Chassidim Tisroma, because that's his way of Reshon Chassidim Tisroma Uvekeret Kedoshim Tiskada. Letter C. Okay. We're trying to see a lot of versions of the same words. The point is that you get a sense of what the normal is and what, how it's flexible, because it's pretty flexible even within its structure. You know, it's I grew up watching my dad play flamenco guitar, and he's really amazing flamenco guitarist who studied in Spain for a little while. And he kind of showed me that within, there's like maybe a few chords in flamenco, and they happens in very, very strict rhythm. If you're paying attention to it, if you're not paying attention to it, it sounds like wild syncopation all the time. And it's especially with certain forms called bolerias and so forth. It's got very, very strict structure, but yet within that, there's almost infinite things you can do to make it cool. And that's what the whole art form is all about. It's the same thing with playing blues guitar, play 12-bar blues. It's always 12 bars long. It always has exactly the same form, 1, 4, and 5. And within that, people play for 70 years and make up things all the time. It's sort of the same thing with this business here. We have some things that have to be done. There's some structures, but within those structures, once you kind of get those internalized, then there's all of this exploration that can happen. And that's what's exciting to people about this, just like any other music. Okay, number C. Shochena Marom. What does Marom mean?
High.
Right. Okay. So that's the highest note of that melody. They, you know, that's a little text painting, right? Shochena Marom. V'chatu ranenu tzadikim b'adonai v'yeshorim navadehilo. Where's the ending? Four, one. I know I'm saying the same thing over and over again. Okay, that's fine. Look at last line of that one. La Yesharim. What number is that? La Yesharim. What number is that? La Yesharim. So notice that entire cool little thing, little dre there, could be cut out and it would be the same thing. La Yesharim. Or Laisharim, all the same thing. 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Laisharim, da 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 da. 2, 3, 4, 1. Now listen to this. Bifi Yesharim Tishalo Ubrivre Tzadikim Tisporach Vilshon Chasidim Tisromam. Where do we get to? That's right. All the same. And then just to make sure that we know we're in three, we're gonna go to, we don't go down to one there, which would be F. We go to E. Da uve ke. See what I'm saying? Da da da. It rubs in the fact that we're in three, in the major three, da da da, but then it goes right out of it. Uve kerev kedoshim. That's a nice phrase.
Yeah.
And unexpected. Okay, let's listen to that again. Oh, and where does it end? Oh, tiskad, no, tiskadash. Gets us back. Right? Let's listen to what's happening in this phrase, because this is basically a chazonish phrase. A Baal Tefila, who is learning normally, wouldn't do this kind of thing. This is what they call a little modulation. Just like the other day we were talking about, yesterday. Seems like a while back. We were talking about going to major in the key of Frege-ish and putting in little things, right? So here, somebody tell me what's happening. I'll sing it again, and then while I'm singing it, will you guys tell me what's happening, theoretically? Okay. Bifi Yesharim Tisalal, establishing minor. Divrei Tzadikim Tisporach Uvilshon Chasidim Tisromam Uvekerev Kedoshim. Tis Kamadash. What note did that end on? That wacky part. Di-di-di-da.
Oh, it's just Frankish on the four.
Frankish on the four. That's correct. It's not harmonic. It's a wacky scale. No. What niggin did we sing this morning that has Frankish on the four? Yeah, Karchigar niggin. Karchigar is the name of the mode in the Turkish mode. I didn't make that word up because it sounds like, you know, a card with a cigar in it. But it's the name of the mode that they could do, do, do. It's minor. Do, 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 do. But then it goes da, 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 di, da, dum. It's a mode that has Frankish starting on the four. Da, 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 da. Da 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 da. Now we're on the four. There's your Frankish on the four. Da 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 da. Again, what I'm doing here is not saying that everybody should understand this, only that we are hearing sounds that are interesting and we have something to aspire to in the next 40 years. You know what I'm saying? First you get introduced to a sound and over time you start to internalize it. And also to throw a bone to people who are bored. Yeah.
My question is, if you were leading Shochanah section, and in general how you would, you know, kind of pick and choose carefully where you're putting ornamentations in order to be kind of tasteful.
Yeah.
Is it similar with doing things like the flat two? I mean, is it considered okay to be like very, very, very liberal with throwing in flat two all the time? Is that considered common?
I think that flat two is very common, so you don't draw a lot of attention when you do it.
So it shouldn't be reserved for like a moment?
You might, well, the only thing that it is, flat two is a pretty final kind of sound, right? So you don't want to use it like necessarily so much in the middle of a clause. You know, like of text. You might want to use it at the end of a paragraph or at the end of a section. You know, prayer. Something a little bit more when you want to come home. You know what I'm saying? Di-da-da-di-di-di-do-do-do. You don't want to be like at an etnachta. Like, you don't want to be like halfway through a phrase. Di-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Let's sing that one more time, that one in the middle of the page. Bifi Yishar, no, Bifi Yisharim Tisalam, Udivre Tadikim Tisporam, Uvil Shain Chasidim Tisroma. The ending. Da 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 da. But the ending I did the one that I did could have been it, right? Because these are all options. It's just when I start spacing out on the page, I do other things. And that's okay, because you want to have them in your ears. Okay, letter D. Shochena Maron Rekado Shemo Dithi Sharim Tishala Uvidivere Sadikim Tishora from the five Uvil Shon Chazini. Lots of ways to finesse this. Notice that when we're reading music from a page, we have to add in a lot of interpretation in this style. Like, it's, you can't sing this like you're playing the piano. You have to hear it in the context of what the style is. The same way that if you were reading blues riffs that were written down from, like, nobody writes down blues riffs because there's no need to. But if you were to write them down, it would be impossible to write it down because it has so much interesting stuff in it, right? That's in between the lines. So it's the same thing with this music.
Pour some Tabasco. It's
like this guy in D will write two notes next to each other. And I, for the longest time when I was studying this stuff, was like, how do I sing two notes next to each other? And then I had Jackie Mendelssohn. He goes, and he'll go, ah, he'll do a little dip between
them. A little dip.
Yeah. And it's like, nah.
That's
just
right.
A little dip between them.
Yeah, let's sing this again. And where's the hardest, where's the most chazonisha part of this phrase?
No, the E flat.
Yeah. Right, so let's see what happens if we avoid that phrase. Okay? Let's invent it. All I'm saying is these lines are flexible. A lot of times, so let's say you don't have the high voice right, ever or in that moment, right? You might be b'fi yisharim tishala u'b'divrei tzadikim tisporach u'b'yoshan chasidim tisromam. See, I just skipped that entire complicated area. Right? Or the way they do it. And you can just imagine something really big. If you got it, go for it. You know? And if it's not appropriate, then don't go for it. Right? It's always a matter of taste with all this stuff. A lot of times the way that they wrote these things down was in order to give you study material. It wasn't necessarily you should do this exactly like this. It's here's 1,000 ways to sing minor, learn them all, and then arrange them as you see fit, you know, after you memorize them. Okay? Now, here's my favorite one. Letter E. Talk about having lots of juicy material in it. Let me sing this one, okay? Dithi Sharim Tisala Uve Divere Tzadikim Tisporah Shon Chasidim. See that Chasidim? Chasidim Tisromam Uvekerev Gedoshim Kadosh. That's an awesome little phrase there.
Yeah.
Shalom.
Yeah, that's Shalom. Yeah, this is the way my teacher sings stuff like this. The thief. So, one, four, five. Right, just he wants to go.
4, 6, 1.
Bithi Yisharim is 1, 5, but he's just delaying it a little bit. Bithi Yisharim Tisalam. Okay, now look at this line. Look at the word lal. I mean, at the syllable lal. What's it called? I don't know. Tisalam. It's all dancing around 5 because it starts on 5 and ends on 5.
But he raises it to 6.
Okay, he's going Bifi Yisharim Tisalal. That's what he's doing, right? Except it's Bifi Yisharim Tisalal. All of 5.
That sounds like major. Is that?
That's right. He's throwing you out a little twisty note just to. You know, because he wants to twist the ear. That's his whole point.
Could you call and answer that section a little bit for those of us who don't read it all?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Bithi
Yisharim.
Bithi Yisharim.
And this kind of, stuff, it has, you have to sort of chuckle a little bit. Not chuckle, but shuckle. To make it right. You know, it can't be done on a piano. Right? It's got to have the fi sharim ti solo. Try that. The fi sharim ti solo. This is another, like we learned in Eliyahu HaNavi this morning, this is kind of one of those cliffhanger notes, right? The note is 5, but he's giving you this note, this C sharp is like a cliffhanger. It's, you want to be at 5, that's in your ear, but you're hearing, drops back into where you want it, right? Bifi, bifi, sharim tisala. Right, okay. Uvedi vere Uvelishon,
Chasidi,
replacing that phrase dee da 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 that we sang before
dee da 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 tis ramam,
hearing it structurally
ramam uvekere kidoshim kidoshim,
and now it's this long phrase. He goes,
Kiddushim.
It's really nice.
Okay,
and then What's that?
Down the school high holidays there.
Yeah. On Kidoshima.
Yeah. After a while, they all kind of blend.
Did that start? Yeah. Did that begin 1465? The first one, 1465.
The beginning of Bifi, you mean?
Yeah, that's
1465. Okay. And again, just one or two more slightly advanced things. Letter F. See that word osseous? How do you pronounce it? Osia? Osia. That means another option. Okay. So listen to this, and then tell me what's happening. Here comes the change in a second. Tiskadash. Fragish on what? You're right, you heard Fragish.
Yeah, on the fourth.
Fragish on the four.
Okay.
And what was this modulation?
You hear this stuff too, don't shake your head. You're just in a different place because you can play it all. Okay.
What was this modulation in E to? Was it to major on?
So there's Fragish on the four. We're in the key of E minor. And in letter F on that first line, letter E.
Yeah, because we never really did that up. Exactly what was
on the first line?
Yeah, on the first line.
It's giving a little reference to the four major chord.
Oh, okay. Four major.
Okay. Again, you know, for the people who are not catching any of this stuff, again, I'm just working on multiple levels at the same time, and I'd rather pick stuff that's going to give us all somewhere to go, okay?
Yeah, sure.
And so we're trying to do lots of things. And believe me, I've got plenty of things that I've got to learn in the next year and 20 years too. So we're just we all have something to learn. So let's make it. I'm just trying to pick stuff that's not going to be the most easy, okay? Ubekerev kedoshi. The flat to Tiskadash. Okay, there's that sound. Look at the next page for a second. Or maybe I should sing that other Osia.
I would love to hear the other Osia.
Okay, what's that?
I would love to hear the other Osia.
Okay, we'll come back to it. Okay, here's a klezmer tune. Who plays klezmer here a little bit? Yeah, I gotta hear you play the fiddle. I'm looking forward to it. And there's a few other people, right? You're playing the mandolin a bit, yeah? All right. So a lot of the klezmer music uses all of the same stuff. They just put it into rhythm, right? So all of the songs that's in Fragish, all the same modes, they just have rhythms. Here's a really famous klezmer tune that's in 3-8. It used to be used for marching brides and grooms around. You know, like back to their houses, and anytime you see something that's called a Gassenniggen, it means street niggen, there's actually a whole genre of Gassenniggunen, which were with melodies that were used for transporting people around. A lot of times they were in 3-8, which is. Okay, what key are we in? What are we in, major or minor?
Minor.
Yeah, okay, obviously. It'll become obvious if not yet. Okay. And that would be the trombone. Bom, 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 bom. Da da di da 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 di da 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 di da da di do 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 da di da 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 di da 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 di da da again da dum da 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 di da di da. What's happening where the chord says F minor and G? Fergish on the four. Same exact move. Just same sound, same move. Da 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 dee 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 da da dee da da dee da da.
And it's preceded by a little hint of that major on the seventh, right?
Yeah, it's you're in that. It's either Fragish in the four or another scale on called Ukrainian Dorian as on the three. Those are the same scales. Sing it one more time. Can somebody else lead it? Anybody know this tune? It's a famous, amazing melody. It's one of the staples of klezmer world. of the so-called revival. They like this song a lot, and so do I. The B section. Aha. That scale is a minor scale with a sharp chord. And that's the Ukrainian Dorian. Okay? I'm not going to talk too much more about that. But what I wanted to point out was that you have a lot of the same types of things happening in klezmer music, which was the instrumental music that went along with, that was basically secular and outside of the shul. So anything that was happening outside of the shul actually sounded a lot like what was happening inside the shul. And that also sounded a lot like the gypsy music in the areas around the shul. You know, so there's a lot of going back and forth, which gives a lot of good impetus to people who say, well, today, since we have different things in our neighborhoods, you know, let's bring that also into play, both in the shul and in secular Jewish music. And that makes a lot of sense to me as a point. With the provision that I have a sort of ideal that you learn the old stuff first, but that's just my own point of view. Right? I always like to know where something's coming from, and then take it somewhere. So I'm hoping now to start moving somewhere. I think that goes for anything. If you're if you're studying Irish fiddle or something, you spend some time learning what that is in its old form. You know, and that brings you brings some depth to the process. Okay. Any questions? Okay, what do we want to hear again?
We want to hear the thing we haven't heard yet, the other Osia.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to sing from letter A to letter G. Okay, so for the people who want to turn on their phones and hear it all at once without any blabbing in between, that way we can, you know what I mean? This will be the efficient version when you're listening back.
29.
Fragish is its own scale.
Can we just review
the scale? Do 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 do
do. And can you also really quickly just say the Fragish versus the minor, which what steps are changed? And
Fragish is exactly the same as minor, except that the flat. 2 is flat sure. And the 3 is sharp. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. That's just in its scale. There's other differences in terms of how it's used, you know. Right. But yeah, that's technically.
Can you sing both
back? Let's just do the first 4 notes of it, because that's or 5 notes, because that's enough to hear it. Da 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 do do. Fragish minor. Da 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 is minor. It's getting more confusing once we learn more modes, right, to keep them separate. But that's part of, it's like learning melodies. Like if we learn 7 melodies at the same time, then that afternoon you won't remember any of them, right? At least I wouldn't. But if you learn one at a time and you spend some time on it for a while, then you're going to get it inside. Okay, right now the purpose of this week is to show an overview of the ganze Geschichte, you know, of the whole thing. So, believe me, we could go into way more detail on any of these modes, right? But it's better, I think, for us to get a sense. What's the whole picture? And then, it actually, you know, I studied intensely Shabbat Nusach alone for probably like a year and a half. You know, just to really get into it. It takes a lot, and that's having already done it for a while before that. You know, so there's a lot to explore, just like any topic. and there's also a sort of a minimal level that you can get to just to do the basic thing and be a leader. Okay? To teach the material, you might want to get a little bit more. All right. Here we go, from the top. Oh, letter A. Shokhena Marom Bekadosh Shemo Zefi Yishorim Tisalam Uribirei Tzadikim Do that last part again. Uvekerev kedoshim tizkadash. Letter B. Shokhenan marom vekadosh shemo vechazuv raninu tzadikim adonai Vesharim Navat Hilam Befi Sharim Tizkanam Uvdivrei Tzadikim Tizborah. tzadikim tisborach. Either way, when you have two notes together, that means options. Uvilshon chasidim tisromach. Uvekerev kedoshim tisgadash. Shochenah. Sharim Navate Ilah Bethi Sharim Tisala Uvdi Bere Zadikim Tisora Uvil Shon Chasidim. This is letter D. Shochenat Marom Bekadosh Shema Bevi Yisharim Tisalam Uvirei Tadikim Tispara Uvirshan Chazidim Tisrama. Letter E. The Fisharim Tisala. Number one, Uvekerev Kedoshim Tiskadash Uvekerev Kedoshim Tiskadash. Sorry. Atiskadash. Oh, should we attempt letter G?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here we go. Shochenat Marom Vekadosh Shemo. Listen to this. If you put that harmony on, it gets confusing.
Yeah,
right? Because you're going to the... It's about to go major. It's a nice one. V'ti sharim tisalom V'ti hivrei tzadikim tisborach V'ilshon chasidim tisromam V'kerem kedoshim tiskadosh. It's a big one. That's a lot of extra stuff in there. Okay, so now go back for 1 second to page 48.
One five.
Da di da 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 da.
Da di da da da.
Da di da da 4 1.
Da di da da 4 1.
Good. Da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Da di da 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 da.
Da di da da da.
Da 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 da. That's all you really need to know.
Ever?
To do this after we did all of that stuff. Right. Di da 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 dum. Di 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 da da. Di da da dum. Di da 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 dum. That's really the story of minor, of Megena vote mode, in especially for morning services. Da 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 di da da di da da di da 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 di da di da da di da. End of story. Thank you very much. Looking forward to tomorrow. And right now we're going upstairs to have another class with Ellie.
Yay.
What will be tomorrow's mode?
Tomorrow will be major. We'll be major.
Major.
Which is in some ways the most complicated. Da da di da da da.
You know that song? As a mode in European music, doesn't come to like major and minor are like the two modes that didn't appear in medieval or
medieval. Yeah, they come later.
They come in like really like somewhere in the early Baroque they start appearing.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sort of fascinating.
And then they take over because of the piano. When you got well tempered.
Well, I think it's tonality actually. Especially with the major and tonality and and modulation. And then minor being relative to the major. So for a while you had major came, and then you had major and Dorian.
Dorian and the Caribbean are also related to the major.
But harmonically, they don't work. Like, minor can be shifted with the harmonic minor. Right, can be shifted into the tonal world. It's hard to use Phrygian in the tonal world.
What did the tonal world mean back then?
What the tonal world meant was the 5-1 relationship. It took me years. Well, about halfway through my master's degree in early music to understand what the shift from modality to tonality really meant in terms of what tonality was. I mean, I understood. I was like learning Renaissance theory. I was like, okay, it's different stuff. But what is tonal? I was like, oh. 5-1 relationship, and that if you establish a leading tone in another key and make a fine tone 5-1 relationship there, then you've modulated.
Yeah.
And what you have in early Baroque is randomly modulating all over the place.
Right, which is so much very interesting.
It's much more interesting. And it's only in the mid-Baroque that you start getting this kind of, this movement or this strain is in a key, and then the next one is going to be in its dominant, so you have that like modulating and then spending some time in another key. Before it was just like 5 5-7-1, 5-7-1, like these chains of resolving 5-7s that weren't actually trying to go to a new home until later. But yeah, so that's, and it's interesting talking in terms of triads and this stuff, which is also modal. So it's sort of, because it existed in that harmonic world, it sort of exists in both worlds.
That's right, and that's what I find really interesting.
It's essentially modal.
It's a bridge.
It's essentially modal, but it's, so it's more like that early Baroque stuff, where it's essentially modal, but you've got triadic logic happening.
And sometimes you get a 5-chord doing stuff.
Yeah. but if you force it, it sort of loses its logical force of the mode.
Like in Frege's, you have no 5-chord.
Right. Well, in Frege's, you've got this weird thing where, like, if you're playing a guitar, it's a major chord, and it doesn't feel like major at all. But it has to be a major chord.
What's fun about Frege's is the Neapolitan chord that's hiding in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's the flamenco chord. Like if you're in the key of E major in flamenco,
But when you say Neapolitan 6, Neapolitan 6
has a specific resolution.
Has a specific, predominant role.
Exactly. And just like...
And to have it, so if you're trying to think of that in Neapolitan 6, it doesn't go to...
Well, you can result. I'm just answering the possibilities. But it's fun to play with
both
of
those. They can check out Hadar.
Okay.
Good.
My grandma, my
I'm still going to take a walk.